Hey guys, it is Weed It Out Wednesday, and of course it's your girl Tia Moore here in the Resilient Living Room. And guess what? I have thoroughly enjoyed your emails, your comments. Thank you for going to iHeart, Spotify, all those places to listen to the Resilient Living Room with me. I am humbled by this. You guys just do not understand how humbled I am by these emails. And the emails are so different, you know. Some people are sending, hey, I want you to weed this out, or can you weed that out for me, or can we talk about this, that, and a third. And then others are telling me the things that they have weeded out since the new year has begun and the things that they're still working on to weed out. And so let me let you guys in on a secret. I'm weeding out stuff just as you guys are weeding out things. So we in this together, okay? Today, we're going to weed out excuses. Now, I'm a firm believer that if it's something you really want, you're going to put in energy and effort. If it's something that you really don't have the desire to do, it's not in your head, it's not in your heart, you're going to make an excuse. Now, I do realize that excuses are not always excuses. Sometimes things are really happening. Life is really happening. Stuff is going on. Obstacles, barriers, all of that. That's why we in the Resilient Living Room, right? But a friend of mine told me the other day, they asked me to do something, and 5 minutes later, they sent me a message back and said, no, that's okay, because I don't want you to give me an excuse why you can't do it. And I stared at it for a moment because I was like, well, wow, you know, in 5 minutes, you really didn't give me an opportunity to answer, to say whether I could or could not do it. But to the same token, I was asleep when the original message came through. And I woke when I finally got up, because I'm not going to say when I woke up, when I finally got up and got moving, I read the second message before I read the first message. And so I had to stop and think, you know, when this person asked me to do something, am I always giving them a reason why I can't do it? Because even in giving someone a reason why, that's still an excuse. So today, we're going to weed out excuses. And whether those excuses are minimal, when I say minimal excuses, like someone says, do you want to go out Saturday night? And you say, well, no, I don't want to go out because of COVID. That's not an excuse. That's reality. But if you say, no, I don't want to go out because I just really don't feel like spending any money. But then on your Instagram story, you're posting all the things that you have purchased. That's an excuse. And sometimes our excuses can become a lie if we're not careful. Sometimes our excuses can be a nod to our real level of fear. And that's what we're going to address today, that aspect of excuses. When we say we're going to set our minds out to do something, how many of us have made the quote unquote New Year's resolution? I don't do New Year's resolutions because I'm not going to lie to myself, and I'm not going to lie to people who I feel like I have influence with. So I don't make New Year's resolutions. I essentially write down the things that I would like to accomplish per quarter in the year. And so with that, I don't accept excuses as to why it can't happen. I had someone laugh because I told them I live in a land of nobody can tell me no. And what I mean by that is, it's not that no one can tell me no. I don't accept no's. I don't accept you telling me what is impossible. I don't accept people telling me, well, you can't do this. This will never happen. As soon as I hear you can't, or this will never, I make it my gung-ho mission to see that happen. So that's what we have to do. We have to turn our excuses into execution. Okay, yes, to my single ladies, you are not the first single lady, and you won't be the last single lady. To my divorcees, you are not the first person to get a divorce. You will not be the last person to get a divorce. To those who have lost a loved one, You are not the first person to lose a loved one. You will not be the last person to lose a loved one. To those who are just saying, well, I don't have a gift. I don't want to be an entrepreneur. I don't have that business drive or whatever. You're not the first person to say that. And essentially, you won't be the last to say that. However, the excuse that you give yourself is what's stopping you from doing that. I go to bed late and I wake up early because I have goals that no one can achieve outside of myself and outside of God making it happen. And because I feel that way, I can't accept the excuse I'm tired. I can't accept the excuse I'm hungry. I can't accept the excuse it's cold. I can't accept the excuse that, well, I don't want to spend money on that. I have to make an execution because it's cold and say, okay, we're going to pivot and do such and such and such indoors, or we're going to change locations so that we can be in a warmer weather climate, or et cetera, like that. You have to turn your excuses into an execution. So what I want you all to write down, because we're going to weed out this foolishness. I want you to write down everything that you want to accomplish in 2022. And not so much in 2022, because we put pressure on ourselves to get everything done right now. Just write a goal that you want to get done today. A goal that you want to get done by January 31st. Start with that and make one list of all the reasons why you feel like you can't get that done in a time frame that you want to get it done. Then turn around and make a list of all the ways you can execute this despite the reasons you wrote down it couldn't be done. I say, I want to be a millionaire. I don't want to be a millionaire because I want to have $1 million. I don't want to be a millionaire because I want to become flashy to the point where I flex that I have $1 million. I want to be a millionaire because I want access to the things that millionaires have access to. I want access to capital. I want access to real estate. I want access to people, because money brings money. That is why I work so hard to get in the realm of being a millionaire. And what I had discovered, I was talking to a good friend of mine who's in business, and she has property and different things like that, a lot going on. And we were just talking, and we were, you know, looking at our debt to income. We were looking at our assets versus liabilities. We were counting all of that stuff up. And so we called our advisor, a financial advisor who handles our portfolio and all of those things. And we're like, man, we're almost to the goal. But in reality, we don't have $1 million in our hands. We can't go to the bank and withdraw $1 million. But we have almost $1 million in assets, in wealth, in business volume, in insurances, in investments, real estate. And that's really what it is. We didn't make an excuse to say we grew up in poverty. We grew up in, you know, the hood in a sense. And so being a millionaire is just not realistic. Every millionaire grew up with some barrier. So you have to ask yourself, how are you going to execute that? I live in a city that popularity reigns, but I don't allow popularity to deter me from a goal that I have. I just shift my message to a different audience. I shift my message to a different location. And I'm really talking to people who are stuck in their mindset. And we talked about that in the first issue of this show. We talked about that. We talked about changing your mindset. And then we turned around and talked about eliminating the fake love. Because see, once you change your mindset and you set yourself apart from the fake love, now you don't have a reason to have excuses, because your mindset has changed and shifted, said, I'm going to be successful. You got rid of all the people who are on the fence about you being successful. And so now you have no choice but to execute that success. Now the excuses fall down to you. What are you going to do? There will always be a lack of funding. There will always be a lack of time. There will always be a lack of support, but you still have to execute. I post things when I first started doing business 8 years ago. I would post things and I would have no likes. I would have no responses. I would have no support. It just felt like I was just selling stuff to myself, but I wasn't. I was creating a brand that eventually would catch hold to someone else's brand, to catch hold to someone else's way of thinking. Eventually, I stopped looking at the people that were on my left and my right. I stopped looking at the people that were in my zip code and in my area code, and I started focusing on a global mindset. I started focusing on how to get what I have out of where I am. And one of my good podcasting friends, he had a podcast where he was talking about you are where your feet are. And so I wanted to, when I listened to that, I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. It's not that you have to physically move to be successful. You have to move mentally. And with mentally, you will eventually move physically. And even if you can't move physically, that's no excuse for you to market in the area where you desire to be. So we're eliminating the excuses. Anytime you think of something that you want to do and an excuse comes up as to why you do it, change that. Shift it to execution. We are going to execute in 2022. We're not going to just be doing stuff just to be doing it. We're not going to fake it till we make it no more. You should have been faking it until you made it 5-6 years ago. We're not faking it until we make it anymore. We're going to actually make it. Because we're not going to put on just to put on. That's the fake part. We're not going to do that. We're going to absolutely execute. If your goal this year is to enroll in school, we're not focusing on the graduation. It's to enroll in school. Then enroll in school. That's a goal accomplished. If your goal is to start a business, just start it. Don't worry about the sustainability yet. Don't worry about who's coming, who's supporting. Just start it. Execute in 2022. We are not taking excuses anymore. We are not using what's in front of us as a barrier to bury us. We're not using what's in front of us as a buffer to say, oh, I get to that next year, or I don't have time, or I gotta be a mom, or I need to do this, I need to be a wife, I need to do that. No. Your first order of business is self-care in 2022. And a part of self-care is seeing your dreams come alive, seeing your dreams executed, and eliminating all excuses. I love y'all. Peace.